Hey, Brooks.
It's Basement Buddies. I'm Brooks, and that's John over there.
Hi.
And we're in a basement.
That's right. And we're buddies.
We're friends? Buddies?
Eh, we used to be.
Basement Buddies.
Basement Associates.
Basement and Associates.
Yeah, we're business partners now.
I'm just in it for the money. For our legal. Oh, man, it's rolling in.
Oh, so much
and
cash.
And we got a special guest today. Jay, make sure you got up close to that microphone. It's
Hello.
Jay.
Hi. Nice to see you again, Brooks. And nice to meet you, John.
Hi.
I deliver to Jay's awesome guitar shop and music accessory shop.
I'm not here just for the plug, but if you could plug it a little bit.
And he's our new sponsor.
It is 3570 Southwest Troy Street. If you go there and say the Basement Buddies sent you, it's called Parrot Dice Guitars. He'll give you upwards of 5% off, maybe more, depending on how much.
Yeah.
I think
sure.
And yeah. You're a cool dude. And here we are. So I invite you. Make with the funny, Jay.
All right. So what do you sell at this guitar shop? Just
we do mostly vintage stuff.
Okay.
A lot of repairs and things like that. Trying to keep the old stuff still rocking.
Is that a lot of work? I mean,
yeah.
If I have an old guitar, it takes constant upkeep. Or
it does, yeah. I like to do the classic car analogy, like, you know,
okay,
like an old Corvette.
Yeah,
it sounds better, runs better, but man, it fucking.
Sorry. You can cuss on this podcast. On this, yeah, this one's cool.
Hey, don't fucking swear.
But it leaks oil, and you got to keep it. You got to keep it running.
Okay,
tip-top
guitar
shape.
Oil. All right, I'm writing this down.
The other day I was in there, and he had a neck, and he's like, "Wait, I think this is perfect." And then he found a body for a guitar, and he's like, "Yeah, I just made a guitar out of two half guitars."
That's cool. Right.
Nice.
It's the kind of magic we do all the time.
I can sell this for thousands. Somebody was going to throw it away,
or at least hundreds.
Yeah.
Sometimes tens of dollars.
Do you need any old vacuum tubes? Do you do any of that old amplifier?
I don't do
vacuum tube bullshit?
Amp repair. We just got a guy in that. Man, amp repair is a whole nother.
Yeah, old electronics is
rabbit
no fun.
Hole of. I mean, you really got to know your stuff to do.
And a lot of that shit was handmade, mm-hmm. like, and it was generally by women. Did a lot of old electronic work, mm-hmm. and it's like, you know. It's basically needlepoint cross-stitched little...
Because they're small hands.
They're delicate female hands.
The yep. pickup winding, some of the best, the old Fender, vintage Fender guitars that have these coveted pickups were hand-wound by these very famous ladies. I wish I knew their names off the top of my head, but...
Yeah, it was always women.
They were known for their immaculate... pickup winding. These pickups are just like,
so it's like a magnetic coil winding kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't know shit about guitar. just for clarification.
That's yeah.
Me neither.
Yeah, there's a dorky electronics blog that I follow, and this guy like restores old computers like way back, and a lot of that stuff is like hand stitched copper wires through like little loops, and that's like one bit or whatever, and it's. Yeah, it's crazy. And he's got to go in and like fix them. There's no schematics. You can't just look it up online and figure out how to do it. You just have to understand intuitively how these electronics work and how to fix them. So, yeah, it's definitely an art.
So, Jay is one of the cool folks from Multnomah Village.
Oh, shucks.
And one of the cool folks who I've asked to come on the podcast and has come on.
Uh-huh.
I've asked all the other cool folks. And they haven't come on. So you're one of the cool folks that have come on. Like Tim Oakley.
He's come on, yeah.
He's come on. I mean.
What about that woman that you're always harassing to sell your tchotchkes?
Ingrid? No.
No.
Ingrid.
Oh, yeah, Ingrid came on.
Ingrid is still, speaking of Ingrid, she used to work down at the glasses shop in the village. And I'm sure you've seen her around. Crazy red-haired gal. Big
She's
mouth.
Got red hair?
Black.
Won't keep her fucking mouth shut.
Keep her mouth shut.
Angry if you're listening. No, but she lucked out. She got fired right before like COVID hit. So like, she was already getting her checks before the world shut down.
She was on unemployment before everything else happened.
Boom. Dang. Nice.
To the front of the line. But yeah, so being in Multnomah Village, you see all the crazy folks.
Oh, I got my finger on the pulse.
You got your and you live
village.
Like right down the street.
Oh, yeah.
So you're hanging out at the bars.
Oh yeah, I know I mean, a mouse doesn't fart over there without me knowing about it, for sure.
This is where the story comes. You haven't heard the story.
Yeah.
Because I have breaking news.
I've only told John. I'm sitting, taking my lunch out.
Yeah, paint us a picture, Brooks.
I'm just sitting, taking my lunch, parked out next to or across the street from Starbucks, just 2 blocks down from your place. And there's this old guy that's always just hanging out at the Starbucks. He's always drinking a coffee. Every single day, you've probably seen him. He's there for like 4 hours just sitting out front. And I've just randomly, he talks to me while I'm loading up my cart. And so he's chatting with me while I'm eating my lunch. And then another guy from around the corner comes up, and I'd never seen this guy before. And he starts talking at the old guy, being like, "You're always looking at me. Why are you always looking at me? Are you watching me? Are you trying to track me or something?" And the old guy's like, "I don't know what you're talking about." And is like getting really confused and is like, "Yeah, you must have been in the military too. Blah, blah." And he's like, "I was never in the military. I didn't do that." And then he's like, just kind of scared the old guy away from me. And I'm just sitting there confused. And then he starts randomly talking to me. And this is where he looks at me like sitting in my truck and he's like, "You look like one of those Republican, libertarian guys that are always like, you just got the look." And I was like,
"You don't look Republican at all, by the way."
Yeah. He was just on. What time of day was this?
This was about noon. Yeah, about noon, 12:30 or something.
So he was just looking to rip somebody up.
And then I'm like, that at this point, I take my phone out and I just start recording. And we had.
Yeah, this will make a great TikTok.
I was thinking that perhaps this might make a great TikTok. He actually interrupted my TikTok, my lunchtime TikTok creating. I think I was actually in the middle of something when that old guy walked up.
Mm-hmm.
But then he's...
Wait, so old man walked up and was chatting with you?
Just chatting with me.
And you know him from around.
I've talked to this guy probably for a minute or two.
How old are we talking?
20 times. Probably 55.
Okay, so not that old.
Gray hair, and he's always like talking about like, "Oh, I need to get a job, finally get off disability or whatever."
Right, but just idle bullshit.
Is he a cart?
A cart?
Does he have a cart?
No cart.
Okay, different guy then.
This guy
has a home, presumably.
This guy probably has a home close by somewhere, and just
and
like,
so new guy pulls around or comes around the corner, just walks up.
Yeah, just walks up and starts talking.
What's this guy look like?
This guy looks kind of like Jay.
Huh? Weird.
Kind of cool.
Coincidence.
Cool looking mid-30s white guy with I think he had like some cool tattoo.
Appreciate it. Whoa.
Oh,
hey, man. All right.
We fit in well. Yeah, I think he had a tattoo on the back of his calf, so I knew he was kind of cool.
Right.
But I had my mask on, or I was eating. I put my mask on. He walked up, and then he had a red bandana on.
So he just came out of nowhere with an axe to grind.
Yeah.
With a crazy axe.
And then he starts talking to me. I sent you the video.
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, at this point, I say, "Hey, you're not from around here," because he's acting kind of weird. He's like, "No, I'm from around here.
Born and raised.
I was like, I interrupt him like, "Yeah, me too. I'm Portland, Oregon. I grew up right over, I went to Cleveland." He's like, "Oh, Cleveland, cool. I went to Lincoln." And at that point, I was like, okay.
So
I
for
got
those
some
of us,
ammunition in
for
my
those
head.
Of us who don't know.
This guy went to Lincoln.
The particulars. Lincoln's downtown, right?
Lincoln is known for being the rich kid school.
Is it a public school?
It's a public school, but it's got all the cool shit. Because it's got a whole bunch of rich.
Right.
So okay. I just, being from Cleveland, being a poor.
Jay, are you a local? Are you from here?
Been here like 10,
so close enough.
Years. Yeah. Right.
But you didn't go to high school here.
No, no.
Okay. Yeah, I have no context for this, so.
And this was the instigator?
This is the instigator. I'm like, "Hey, just want to make clear. I'm not just some guy that moved from California and I'm now talking
no,
shit
we can
to
tell.
You, random person on the street." And then he's like, "Yeah, blah, 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 you look like, and I'm like, okay, cool, like trying to calm down. But then at this point, a guy across the street is like, "Why are you starting shit?" or something like that. It's like, "What are you doing? Shut your mouth," as he's talking to me. So apparently there's this other guy that works above Starbucks. He's like this Samoan fella. I'm sure maybe you've seen him around. He's in the neighborhood. And he always parks his car around the corner from where I was parked. So I think the crazy guy ran into him first.
Okay.
And started going back and forth about
pattern of him trying to just...
Yeah, he's looking for something.
And
yeah.
this guy's like, people are always watching me. Whenever I come into this neighborhood, they're watching me. They're looking to see, like, I don't belong here.
Because you're being an asshole.
I'm like, And he's, like, raising his voice. And then there's some guy across the street, like, about to get into his car. And he's, like, standing, staring at this guy. I was like, yeah.
Because everybody's watching you.
You're raising your voice.
For no reason.
To a random person for no reason. And then it goes back and forth. They start arguing. I'm trying to show my cred of being like, hey, listen here. Yeah. I am no Republican. I hate authority.
Right.
And at this point, he goes, I knew it. You look like a blah, blah, blah who hates it. I'm like, hey, calm down. And then the Samoan fella's like, is like, gee, like just starting to get into a fight. And I'm like, calm down. This guy went to Lincoln. And he goes, he's just a rich kid from Lincoln.
Yeah.
And then the Samoan guy's like, oh, it all makes sense now. And then...
you shamed him all the way back to his...
And then he said, how dare you classist shame me or something
right.
like that.
Okay, so you're 100% right.
As if he just... he said, I was the class president at Lincoln.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
In 2000, I was the class president at Lincoln.
2001.
Or whatever.
And, how dare you look at me and tell me
how dare you
who I am after I just did the same thing to you.
Exactly. Yes. And then he goes, oh, you're just one of those liberal whatever from Cleveland. I say, hey, I tried to learn as little as I could from that school. So don't put me in with that bunch of kids.
I didn't know the classism had gotten that specific.
It's very nuanced. It's like, how granular
it goes
are we
down
getting...
to what high school.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there was all this intra-Portland rivalry between the high schools.
Well, just think, like,
what's like the trashy high school?
I'm gonna call someone that next time I see them at Starbucks.
Roosevelt.
Why are you pointing?
It's that way, right?
I don't know. Cleveland's right over there. Yep. You're pointing right
at
Cleveland.
I'm pointing right at Cleveland, but you go like another 12 miles that way.
You know, believe it or not, I don't really know where all the high schools are
you
in
should.
The city.
It's a big...
You'd be on a watch list.
Yeah, exactly. I carry around a little card that has the laws of statutory rape in my pocket. That's from the Transformers movie,
State by state?
What?
State by state? So, like, some of the states?
I don't leave the state.
No. Okay, good.
Next time I have a problem at Starbucks, though, I'm going to be like, you look like you went to Roosevelt.
You piece of shit.
I probably, but that's just like as a child, you're stuck in one neighborhood and you're just talking shit about like the next neighborhood down.
You're like your football teams like play each other, right?
Our football teams.
So that's
play
a whole
each other.
Like you got a whole pep rally thing.
Yeah, but you hate everyone when you play football.
Yeah,
I mean we hated everybody.
I wasn't good, so I was like, you guys are better than us. So,
but the cheerleaders have the rhyme going. They're like, Roosevelt,
something
smells like piece of
shit.
Yep.
Poor people. We did, I don't know why, but we had to play Central Catholic, and that was always a big deal for us, because I grew up out in Sandy.
When did you graduate?
2000.
I think you may have played this Samoan guy. He went to Central Catholic.
Oh, yeah? I might have. He's the same age?
99.
What's his name?
Samoan McSamoison.
Oh, that's right. I remember him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was very good at football.
But,
being Samoan and all.
Yep. So,
linebacker.
He was a linebacker.
He's a big guy.
We were hugging on the line together.
But so there might be some turf wars going down in Multnomah Village.
There's always stupid shit going on in Multnomah Village. It's crazy doing those renters concerts.
Uh huh. You do concerts. You got one coming up next weekend.
No, this was the last one last night.
Oh,
supposedly
cool.
For the summer.
What kind of concert?
So I partner with a bar that's two doors down,
mm-hmm.
Renner's Bar and Grill.
Three
Shout
doors
out.
Down.
What's up?
Kryptonite.
Mm-hmm.
If I go crazy, will you still call me Superman?
Is that three doors down?
Yeah.
The band?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But
good joke, John.
Thanks.
I just set up some PA stuff. We had people play out on the sidewalk. people can
just local stuff, right?
Like dine outside and
neighborhood kind of jam sesh kind of thing.
A low key.
All right.
Music, but yeah, about 9 o'clock as we're packing up, you see crazy drunk people coming out of the ship mostly.
Mm.
I saw some guy last night, so they on the corner, he's yelling at someone in the car. I don't know. You go. And then the car like goes forward and then like throws on the reverse lights.
Mm.
And you just have that like instant feeling like
something's going down.
He's about to like back over this guy. He's about to like really mess somebody.
Murder someone.
Yeah. I don't, you want to like turn your head. Like, I don't want to have to go to court about this.
That's where you get your phone out.
You're like, leave me out of this. You don't want to be involved.
Okay. See, I see that stuff all the time. It's really weird. As peaceful and as like cool as that village is, I mean, there's crazy stuff. People just flip a switch and like, you know, you walk out in front of a car and someone's going to yell at you and you're going to yell on them back. And like,
I'm surprised by all this angst over there on the west side.
It's crazy.
Isn't it more civilized as far as I know?
I think this last 6 months has been pretty hard on everyone.
That's true.
Like we've talked about, it's like now, before there was like a certain number of people who are just going to randomly snap at any moment.
Now that percentage is much higher.
Now it's like 50-50.
Well, right.
Anybody you talk to.
And it's a collision of, you know, everyone feels like they deserve, to be able to walk out in the middle of the street. I deserve to be able to like, drive without. It's a privilege. It's a clash of privileges.
It's interesting
happening, but most of the time it just ends in
I'm perfect.
Bizarre shouting and
nonsensical rage.
Why can't more people just be like me, perfectly fine with breaking the rules, but being careful about it and not inconveniencing anyone when you're going to break the rules? Like, yeah, sure, I walk in the street, but I look first and wait, and then cut across to where I'm not supposed to be.
Sure, yeah. It's okay to break the rules, just don't be an asshole about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if only the world could all just be better like Brooks.
More like Brooks.
I should write some sort of book.
Some manifesto, perhaps?
With, like, I know we have the Ten Commandments. I could get it down in, like, four.
Four. Yeah, Carlin's got that great bit.
I think he gets it down to one or two.
One or two, yeah.
What's like, his one?
Oh, he just tears down the Ten Commandments.
Really
like,
quick.
These two, basically the same.
Gone.
Yeah.
So now we're down to eight.
Yeah.
Okay, this one, yeah, who cares about that one either? Gone.
Yep.
Boils down to don't be an asshole, right?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, that is the gist of it. I think you should aim more for like a pamphlet, you know? I think book is perhaps reaching too high.
And that's why
I'm trying to keep you down.
Okay. Right?
I am not the wind beneath your wings.
Like, I'm not good at making feature-length movies, but I am good at making, like, 18-second-long videos.
I suppose, yeah.
It's like the story of my love life.
Oh!
Zing. Hey, I got to kick my first person out for not wearing a mask the other day.
At the guitar shop?
It felt so good. I didn't realize how good it was going to feel.
Because what's the deal?
I was waiting for it. I was waiting. You know, some people come in, they're like, oh, I forgot.
And they pull my pocket.
This guy came in blazing hot. He's a regular. We'll name names. You might even know.
It was Tim Oakley.
It was Tim Oakley. Did he have a white bulldog?
His name's. No, actually, you know what? Fuck him. His name's Guitar Dan.
Guitar Dan.
Guitar Dan. He's known throughout the city, through all the guitar stores.
Okay.
For how much of an asshole he is, because he just. He comes in and he talks about, oh, I got this new piece of gear. And you're like, cool, man. Like, just because I own a guitar shop, like, doesn't mean I want to know about
your collection.
Your stuff. Like, do you need anything? No, I just want to show you this stuff. So he came in. He came in blazing hot on Friday, like late Friday, right before we closed. He came in and no mask on. He's like, hey, I was like, you got to put your mask on, man. He's like, yeah, I just want to show you this. And he like walked right up to me and I was like,
put on your mask, dude.
I said, do you have a mask? And he's like, no, I just want to show you this. And I was like, get out.
That's
it was
awesome.
So great. It felt, I didn't know it was going to feel so good to like,
get the fuck out of here.
I did the whole thing. I was like, you have to leave right now. It's a state law. It's not my.
Yeah. Hands are tied, dude.
Yeah. Dude, get it. But I just really wanted a reason to kick him out anyway.
Cool.
Was he an asshole? Shit.
Lifetime ban. I did the whole fuck. I slammed the door. Bam.
How hard is it? Yeah.
It was great.
Wear masks. Easy. Yeah, sometimes I'll like walk up to Plaid and I go, oh, oops, I forgot my mask.
Yeah.
And I go back to my car and I grab it and that's it. That is the extent of the inconvenience.
But it's common sense by now.
It's trivial. It's nothing.
Don't you want to like cause a scene? Maybe like try and like assert your power over someone?
Not
being
at Plaid
like,
Pantry.
This is fake. I won't wear a mask. How dare you? I need my 2 for $3 rock stars.
That's
and
fine
I need
if
them
it's
now.
Fake. It's fine if it's a whole liberal fucking conspiracy. Fine. That go for it. I don't give a shit. And
still
it's,
just do it.
Just it costs me nothing. It takes no effort.
Yeah.
And it makes me not look like an asshole. Sure, I'll do it.
There's nothing those guys at Plaid Pantry haven't seen before either.
Yeah, no kidding.
They've dealt with every mental health breakdown in the entire world.
Yeah, no shit.
There was a point
where
we wanted to get the president of Plaid Pantry.
You're still emailing him every week, right?
I stopped emailing him. I got a, you know, from his lawyers, please stop.
Cease and desist.
It's like we're getting next up is restraining orders.
The president of Plaid Pantry?
I was trying
to get
CEO,
he like lives in Beaverton.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a local company. Oh. So everyone, no go idea. To Plaid instead of 7-Eleven. Fuck 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
It's a big corporation.
I hate 7-Eleven so much, but sometimes
Plaid's
it's
always
where
but also,
I am.
What's yeah. Plaid's deal? Why can't, if he's so close, why can't he come talk to you?
He's too cool.
He's,
for
like,
wow.
He's like 90 also.
Oh, is he?
I think he's on his deathbed. He did invent it back in like the
also,
60s.
Yeah, he probably doesn't even check his email.
Yeah.
What about the local like GM of Plaid? What, have you ever tried to settle
it
with them?
Recently
like,
bought, it was recently purchased by a like out-of-state company.
Was it really?
Something like that.
No. But
what about Tim keep... that works at this one down
okay.
here?
Okay. Well, I try. And, you know,
I mean, okay, we haven't tried that hard.
I haven't,
Jay.
I haven't asked Sean from the 45th and Multnomah location, which is my go-to location. I think he'd come on.
45th and?
Multnomah.
Oh, and is that Vermont?
By the Papa John's or Papa Murphy's?
Papa Murphy, yeah, I know that one.
Okay.
I know the exact
guy
you're talking
about.
Papa
Murphy's on here.
Oh, is he local also?
I don't know. I fucking love Papa Murphy's though.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, so good.
I know that guy you're talking
about. By the end of the year, we'll have him.
Didn't Bobby used to work at Plaid from some kind of show?
I think so.
Yeah, I think he did.
We've had a couple people who have worked for Plaid, but they don't want to tell their secrets.
Their secrets, yeah.
I think there's a... What is it called? Where they make you sign off.
And oh, like an NDA?
Yeah, there's a non-disclosure agreement.
Well, you just hang around in there for 10 minutes and you see some wacky shit. The one by my place out on 122nd has gotten pretty wild in there. I'm like, I don't know if I can come in here anymore.
You're out in the numbers.
It's what?
I said you're out in the numbers.
Oh, yeah. I live deep. As far as Brooks is concerned, I live in Gresham.
That is Gresham.
If you live east of like Cesar Chavez,
mm-hmm.
all you inner southeast people are like, I don't know what's out there.
I don't even know what high school is out that
way. Who even knows? I don't even know where that is.
Talk about Roosevelt.
It's fucking
Roosevelt.
Portland all the way out to like 181st in places.
Yeah, she
yeah,
keeps saying
it's far
that.
Out there in the numbers. Not everyone can live on the west side, Jay. I, you know?
Pound the
it's
hog.
It's a privilege. Privileged few. So, speaking of privilege, you said you didn't grow up from Portland. You're not from around here.
That's right.
Where do you hail from?
I grew up in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah?
Western Kentucky.
Where'd that accent go?
Where's the...
You working hard to keep it suppressed?
Yeah.
Is there an accent? Do you have an accent?
That's one of the best compliments I can get is people go...
You're from
Kentucky?
Kentucky?
Oh, yeah. You really don't sound like it. I'm like, man, I can turn it on in a second if you want.
Oh, nice.
Boy, some of that Kentucky whiskey in me, I'll tell you what.
Oh, right. Tell you what. Well, I want to say lawyer.
Lawyer.
In my
lawyer.
Heart of hearts.
Yeah.
And,
it just feels good, right?
It feels
it
correct.
It rolls off the tongue.
Is that and that is why I can never properly spell lawyer. Because I'm like,
yeah, the word's lawyer.
O-Y.
Man, all the letters are there. I'm going to say them.
Yeah, I'm going to say lawyer. I'm from, like, my mom's from Southern Oregon. So they're pretty country down there. I got a lot of hillbilly cousins. So I consider myself half hillbilly.
What brought you out this way, Jay?
Yeah, how do you decide on Portland?
So I played with a cover band that we got invited to play the Sturgis Bike Rally.
Oh yeah,
and that's a kind of a contingent point with the. It was recently a super spreader of the coronavirus, and I 100% believe all of that shit.
Yep, makes sense.
Because, yeah, that's about a gathering of...
Exactly, the almost people who aren't wearing masks.
Hundreds of thousands of, like, the stupidest people you've ever met.
Don't they go there because in that state you don't have to wear a helmet?
I don't believe Montana has a...
Is Sturgis in Montana?
South Dakota.
South Dakota, sorry.
I can't attest to that specifically, but there are almost no rules.
Well, there's nothing out there.
Yeah, and there's nothing out there. So there's nothing to mess up.
Go wild.
Yeah.
The gathering of the jugglers for bikers.
Exactly.
The main strip is tamed down a lot because of probably bad press and whatever. And so we worked for one of the bars. We lived upstairs. We come down. We play like 5 or 6 hours a night.
That's a long time to
go
play
back.
Music,
yeah,
like
Lynyrd Skynyrd covers.
Okay. I
mean, you just play the same thing over and over. All right. Everybody's drunk. No one cares.
Okay.
People are shuffling in and out like... But the weird stuff happens in the campgrounds.
Outside of town.
It's literally hundreds of thousands of people come to this thing.
Right.
And so they do these mass campgrounds. And that is where, because that's private property. And so not as much crazy stuff. People burn out and, you know, flash their boobs and do stuff on the main strip. But that's more like to sell T-shirts. And then they go to the campgrounds. And then it's crazy. We played, which play after hour shows like in these privately owned campgrounds,
mm-hmm.
and it's terrifying. It's like, dude, you don't know. I mean, there's no. It's not like there's a.
No one will come save you.
A security officer like out there being like, you guys being safe and not drinking too much. They're like, no, like. Literally anything goes. You're in the middle of nowhere.
So it's like
it's crazy.
55-year-old retired white guys on motorcycles.
Yeah,
they're just out there with their old lady trying to get fucking hammered or what?
That's part of it. A lot of it's like dentists and like
dentists, really
doctors.
Yeah, like, got to replace those teeth that get knocked out of those brawls, right. Man.
But they're getting hotel rooms. The people that are out at the campgrounds are just.
A different breed.
Your normal, everyday
biker
guy from Minnesota.
Probably went to Roosevelt.
Drove the 1,000 miles. It's pretty nuts.
And then you stumbled on down to Portland after that.
Yeah,
that's halfway.
Yeah, you got halfway.
It's halfway.
And then
he hopped on the back of one of those hogs.
I was there like.
Or were you Shanghai'd?
I was there till right after the rally, and then all the doctors and lawyers leave, and it's just the leftovers.
Yeah.
Ne'er-do-wells.
Generates. And I'd met some girl. She's like, I live in Corvallis, and like Portland's pretty cool. And I was like,
let's go.
Don't say anything else. Let's fucking go there.
That's cool.
And that's
so you had no ties in Kentucky that were drawing you back, or you were just Rumspringa. Checking out the world.
Wait, are you Amish?
Yeah, he's clearly Amish.
Well, he used to be.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot going on in Kentucky, so I was like, the first chance I got to play music and be and like travel somewhere, and then the first place I got to, I was like, nope, I don't want to be here either. And then I got to Portland, and I've traveled since. I've like toured since.
Uh-huh.
In California, I think Portland's the best place on the West Coast in my opinion.
All right.
There we go. Yeah.
Maybe in the whole country.
I like to hear that.
Yay. Clap, clap.
Also, this guy was like, this crazy guy that was talking to me on Friday was like, fuck Portland, I'm out of here.
Okay.
I'm like, all right. I tried to not be the guy that was like, well, if you don't like it, leave.
Right.
I held back from saying that to him.
Yeah, we're both from here. Brooks is from inner southeast. I grew up out in the sticks, but we're both local boys. Local boys done good.
That's a rarity, right?
I guess. I don't know. We only hang out with locals, so.
Yeah. So, get the fuck
after
out.
After this. Yeah, we'll have to delete your phone number after this. It's just, I'm always interested to find out, like, how did you end up in Portland? Because I'm just here, and I think it's great, and I've been around, but I always come back to Portland. And it's just nice to hear somebody else appreciating it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I get, like, it's not for everybody, you know? Like, if you're black, you probably don't want to move here.
Yeah.
Because it's the whitest city.
It is.
Yeah. But we're also a bunch of atheist heathens.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like
I would venture to say, with my Kentucky experience, Portland is way less racist than any southern place.
Okay.
Less racist, yeah.
Less racist.
We're
not
still
saying,
very racist, I think.
Not saying...
But the percentage, like...
But the southern style of racist is so rooted in, you know, generations of...
Sure, yeah.
Racisms that it's, you know, I've heard members of my own family say things that are, you know, that are like, Jesus, like,
yeah.
Well, and they're like, well, this is what we've.
Well, my grandma called macadamia or Brazilian nuts a particular word.
Toes.
Oh, yeah.
N-word toes.
Yeah.
You ever hear that?
Yeah.
That's just how grandma talked. And grandpa was like, line them all up and shoot them and throw them in a ditch.
What?
It's like, all right, grandpa, you racist. He died before I was born.
So. Oh, good.
That's good.
So good.
Cheers to that.
Good riddance, old dead grandpa.
But, you know, it's I feel like any kind of social thing we're going through, Portland is like 50 years ahead of Kentucky.
Okay, good.
Oh, you know,
well, we got
with the passing the weed stuff. I mean,
that made a lot more people chill out for some reason. I don't know why.
The city's been pretty chill. They're a lot worse at driving now, yeah. I've noticed.
It only smells like a rock concert when I'm walking around high schools.
Dude, when I open up my bedroom window... My neighbor is pretty trashy, which is fine. I don't care. He leaves me alone. But he's always in his backyard, I think, smoking weed.
Uh-huh.
And it just wafts right into my window, and my whole bedroom stinks like weed. And I want to yell at him. I'm like, hey, dude, smoke it in your house like the rest of us. You know, fucking...
Use a vape pen.
Yeah, use a pen. There's edibles now, you fucking prick. You're stinking up the whole neighborhood.
My mom's comes over here sometimes. She's going to think it's me.
Well, I got my kids walking around in there, and it really fucking stinks. I don't know if the wind's just right. It blows right into my bedroom. Anyway, Craig, you fucking
son
asshole.
Of a bitch.
Also, quit hitting your old lady, you creep, I think. I don't know. She hasn't been around for a while. I think she took off.
Wait, did she take off, or is there a new rhododendron bush?
He killed her and he buried her in the backyard. It's hard to
tell. You think the weed helps stuff like that? You know, you think
one would hope,
dude. You think you could get so stoned that even the worst, like domestic abuser, would just kind of be like, "Yeah, I don't even feel like
I'm tired
doing it tonight."
It's like.
I think the people who do that have like a particular rage that no alcohol or weed can tame.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm sure you experienced this in your 20s. You're all going out to the bars, having a good time, and you really figure out like, hey, which of your buddies like can't hold his booze? And you're like, oh man, Brian's fucking crazy. And he's always a problem wherever you go. And he's getting in fights with people. You're like, all right, dude.
Those ones I just wouldn't hang out with those guys anymore.
Exactly, yeah.
They would just be like, oh, okay.
All right, let's not see that guy anymore.
Yeah, don't invite Brian over again.
Yeah, he's a problem. So that guy, I don't know if smoking weed will fix it or not. Who knows?
Well, John.
What?
I did my homework from last week.
Oh, yeah. Brooks's half-remembered history segment, where Brooks teaches us about something.
Oh, I'm supposed to teach you?
Well, we're here to learn.
I learned about the Donner Party.
I got my pen. I'm ready to write down notes.
You're taking notes and you're going to go try and take an online quiz with this information I gave you?
That's right. I'm going to post on Facebook later.
Do you know anything about the Donner Party?
Vaguely familiar.
So.
Know the Alkaline Trio song.
I don't even know
which
that.
Which we all know.
I don't know that either. So apparently,
yeah.
Back in the day, when there was some sort of rush of gold in California.
Right.
People were like, let's get to California. Let's get that gold.
Right.
Everybody was leaving.
Got to get that gold.
We got to get that gold. Shiny gold stuff from the ground. It's free.
So shiny.
Nobody lives there. You just start digging. You hit gold.
Uh-huh.
And some group of people from the, let's call it East Coast, maybe Chicago, Illinois area.
Okay.
Could have even been Kentucky.
Could have
been.
Maybe upwards from Kentucky a little bit.
It's all somewhere over there. Who knows?
So I just, like, I heard one. There's one of them gold parties over here.
One of them golden showers.
I liked it, shiny stuff.
So even back then, they had fake news. You know, like that today. There was a guy that wrote a book like The Easy Way to Get to California. And I've
because you got to get over the Sierra Nevadas. Right?
There's like
you got the Rockies, Sierra Nevadas.
It takes months and months, maybe 6 months, to travel on your wagons or whatever. And this guy had this book that's like whatever shortcut, and I've forgotten all names.
So this guy
is this guy,
Fred Donner.
Some guy wrote a book, and was like, "Hey, here's a shortcut," but everybody was like, "That shortcut's not real. Don't go that way. He's lying. Just follow the tracks." Just follow the tracks. It takes whatever this much time. Just follow those tracks. And this guy who was leaving from Chicago, a different guy.
Okay.
It's like, I'm taking that shortcut. I'm taking my family. I'm taking a few other families. We're taking that shortcut.
Yeah. We ain't wearing no masks.
We ain't wearing no masks. I know, it's just straight on through this shortcut, straight through the mountain. And turns out, a lot of terrible things happened along the way. A lot of people died.
Trump's pass, right?
Trump's pass.
I've heard of that. Yep.
And it's
very
it's
famous. It's wonderful pass. Tremendous pass.
And
some say the best. Some say it's the best.
And turns out it took them too long. They had a broken wagon. Maybe this guy got gangrene in his leg. It became winter.
Right.
They got held up. They went that way.
One day it was winter.
They went that way. It was the bad way to go. It didn't actually go through. And then it was just plain old winter. And I don't know if you guys were around winter.
Right. Back then it was stronger.
18?
Well, we got 1849 was the gold rush.
1870. 1871.
Okay, so this is decades after.
This is 1871.
There's well-established routes to get to California.
But
to
this
get to that
one
shiny stuff.
Shortcut. So he gets there, and they're all out of food.
Right. Winter rolls in. They don't have enough supplies.
Half a dozen Lunchables.
They brought half a dozen.
Only a small and amount of Hot Pockets.
Six of them were the pizza kind, and the cheese just gets everywhere.
I would eat human flesh before I eat one of those pizza Lunchables. So it turns out, eventually, people would start dying. They had no food, and they would just straight up eat the person who died.
Right.
And there was like 80 people trapped, and they were trapped over a few times. Like, some rescue missions would come in, grab like 10 of them, bring them out. And this one guy was like, "No, I'll stay here. I'm good." And then
a lot fatter than
the guys would come back. Whatever, a month or two later, grab 10 more people, and then he'd be like, there'd be another 10 people dead and eaten.
Right.
And he's
his teeth with a bone.
he's like,
"Nah, I'm good.
No, I'm good. I'll catch the next ride."
Right.
And the third time they come back, just this one dude is alive.
Yeah.
They come back, he's got a stew going with just human bones in it.
Cool.
I mean, human meat just cooking away on a stew. And it was just him. And he made it almost an entire year living there.
Just eating people?
Just eating all over winter.
Is it really for real? Just the one dude?
One dude lasted. So it started as 80 that left for California. I think they rescued 40 over time or made it.
Oh, that's not bad.
And then this one dude.
Almost half?
Yeah. It's pretty good odds.
And he lived.
Batting 500?
He left. They just were like, "All right, well, you did what you had to do." And the rest of his life, everybody mocked him as a cannibal.
And the true shame is that he didn't come out with a cookbook.
But he was,
because he might be the only person that knows.
Yeah,
dude. I mean, don't waste the.
You got to lean into that, man.
Don't waste the thigh. The thigh meat is the tender. You know, there's no
apparently liver.
No, you can't eat human
livers. Human liver is good. Well, he was cooking up like the human liver, the lung.
So my question
lung
is,
does not seem tasty.
No,
to
that's
me.
That's fucking tripe. You don't eat that shit.
make sausage out of that.
They're smoking like just natural tobacco,
right? Yeah,
it's all
filters.
It's gonna taste charred and
Yeah, so it's already smoked.
So yeah, there you go. It's jerky. My question is,
yeah, you can ask all the questions.
If you're eating people, right, and you know
all
the answers,
to these.
You're eating people that have died of starvation, presumably.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of meat do they have left on their bones, right? They have some muscle tissue. All fat is gone. So he's just eating muscle.
I think.
Which isn't going to give him any calories.
The brain.
Really?
He was eating the brain.
Eating brain? Yeah, I guess so. Brain. I guess that's still fatty.
He was ahead of his time.
Ah.
You know, Jeffrey Dahmer. Really,
well, he wasn't really. Was he eating brains? I mean, he was drilling holes.
So Jeffrey,
he was wasting a lot compared to this guy.
Yeah, right.
So Jeffrey Dahmer is another guy, right? Who ate people?
Yeah.
When I heard there was a movie quote or something, it's like Donner Party of Seven. Donner, what was that from?
I don't know. I don't know why you're looking at me. But
I don't know. You watch movies.
Here's the thing I half remembered from 20 years ago. John,
it was a
help me out.
It was a famous movie. Somebody email in Donner Party of Seven.
That sounds like a Robin Williams joke.
Could have been.
Right.
And I thought he was saying Dahmer because I'd heard of Jeffrey Dahmer.
That also works. Yes.
Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa.
People that ate other people.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Cannibals.
And yeah, that's all I learned. That's
next time I get in an elevator.
You got to look around.
With someone named
Dahmer.
Dahmer.
Yeah, right. Anything with a D.
Just
be careful.
You should probably ask every person their surname.
Yeah.
Before you get in an elevator.
What's going to happen? We get stuck.
It's going to rhyme with Dahmer.
If it starts with a D, they're going to eat your ass every single time.
Don't trust them.
And not the good way.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. The bad ass.
The bad ass.
Right.
That's crazy. I didn't know it was one guy that ate every...
He was the last one. They came back.
Was it Guy Pearce?
You think they voted and they were like, no, you should probably eat all of us. Or he was just the most ruthless...
Well, he said he was waiting until they died, you know?
Right.
But no. Yeah.
I'm pretty hungry, and I'm looking over at Jay here, and he's like...
He's still got a little meat on
his looks like he's going to die in, like, 3 days. Why wait?
Yeah.
Wait? The meat will just get that much more tough.
I guess. What do you eat first? What do you go for?
Yeah,
thigh. Thigh makes the most sense. Or it's pretty straightforward, you know? There's no bones. There's just one big bone. Do you think you get one of those good, like,
rib,
like a cartoon bones with just meat on it?
Like cooking up the ribs?
Yeah.
I don't think human ribs are as good as...
Right. I don't think... I'd stay away from liver because there's, you know, like, too much iron or something. You know, it's not something really you should be eating. Organ meat is not super nutritious. That's for poor people to eat.
So
that's what you guys are full of.
Yeah.
Full of it.
Full of organ meat?
Organ meat.
Oh. Boom.
Brought it back around.
Another pun.
Oh, you're both from Oregon.
Oh, it's the king of puns. Yep, so that's it. If you would like to email in your suggestion of Brooks' half-remember's history, email it into basementbuddiespod@gmail.com.
It raised way more questions than it is.
Yeah, and he has no answers.
Now I need to know what...
All that information,
one guy.
All that information came into my head, and this is what was filtered through and out.
I guarantee if you go home and research this is completely inaccurate.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But now you have a
taste.
Through
the Brooks filter of a quick Wikipedia.
Guy's name was Lewis.
Okay.
Oh.
He was from Germany.
Of course.
Lewis Donner?
No, he changed his name because it was some German name.
Yeah.
There we go.
Some filthy German.
Well, I mean, after that.
Speaking of German cannibals, you guys heard that story probably, 15 years ago?
No.
The wiener eating? No. This is well-trodden internet territory. But these two internet creeps got together, and one of them's like, hey, I wish someone would eat me. And some German guy's like, I'll eat you. Yeah, right?
Yes.
Jay's nodding his head.
Yeah.
And he showed up,
vaguely
and he's
familiar.
Like, all right, well, time for me to eat you. And the guy's like, okay, let me take a bunch of drugs. And he's like all fucked up. And he's like, all right, let's cut off your wiener and eat it.
That's first go-to, right?
I mean...
Wiener?
I guess.
I mean, it's the easiest to cook, and it fits in a bun there. Just boil it.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty obvious. but they, like, cut it off together. It's a weird fucked up story.
I never heard that part of it.
And the guy was, like, too fucked up to eat his own wiener.
He lost his appetite?
Well, he was just, like, on a bunch of drugs, you know? And then the guy...
You know what?
kill them, and then
I don't feel like doing it anymore.
You know what? Now that we've made it, I'm just not hungry.
You put mustard on it?
Fuck, I hate mustard.
All right, I'm just going to lay down and you go ahead and finish murdering me, okay?
He's like, all right. More of a relish guy.
But it was like kind of a tricky prosecution because he's like, hey, man, the guy asked me to do it.
My hands are tied.
Yeah.
He asked me. I had to say yes.
I had to do it.
It would be rude.
But yeah, I think he's in prison. But anyway, hopefully. That's a fun story to look it up.
Hopefully German. A cellmate.
You know?
Let's maybe meet all suicidal. The ass.
Maybe. Well. Fingers crossed. This guy could really clean up
the
prison.
Have a little dessert.
Yeah, just keep shifting them around, cleaning up the prison. All these people just wanted to die, and, you know, that's his thing.
I have a quick topic changer.
Yes, please get us out of this cannibal.
My cat, my indoor cat, caught a bird today.
Oh, my cat left me a mouse's foot on the deck.
Well, you got outside cats.
Yeah, she kills stuff a lot.
But... I mean, that's to be expected, right?
And your inside cat's trying to prove something.
I don't know how.
Where'd this bird come from?
This cat just sits by the back door. There's like a half-inch gap at the bottom of the screen door, and she just sits there. She gets bugs and stuff that, whatever, climb up out of there. And this bird must have just poked its head out, perfectly timed.
Got her. Got him.
But I rescued it.
What? Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And then it flew away. It was alive.
Good job.
Probably he's going to die like a couple houses
well,
down.
Well, you're a well-known bird murderer.
Yep.
You've been murdering nests of baby birds for years.
I didn't get my chance to murder the whole nest this year.
What was that story?
I walked out into my backyard.
You had a bird's house.
I made a birdhouse, but that's the beginning of the story. Forget about that birdhouse because I did. So I walked out and I see this... I see this random cat in my backyard, and I see a ball of just what look like, I don't know, leaves or something. I get close, and it's a bird's nest on the ground. And I'm like, where the fuck did this bird's nest come from? Did this cat bring it into my yard? So I'm like, okay, I take the bird's nest, and I bring it over to some bushes. And I'm like, okay, this...
You're on your own.
You're
baby
on your
birds.
Own over here, the back far corner of my property, where not to be heard. They were chirping away, not to be heard or seen. And then I did the right thing and didn't mention it to my wife.
Right.
For like a day. And the next day, I walk back there. The birds are dead.
Covered in ants.
Covered in ants. Ants That's were right. eating them. Like Dahmer was eating
what
his
have I
human.
Done?
Yeah,
I done?
You murdered him.
And then I say, Jamie... I don't know what happened. This bird's nest fell out, and I put it over there, and now the birds are dead. And she said, why didn't you just put it back in that birdhouse that's right above...
Where you found the bird's nest.
And I was like, oh yeah.
Shit.
I put that there.
I mean, they're just fucking birds, right?
They should have labeled it if they were going to...
I know. If you're coming back for it.
You got to put your address on your
Come
nest.
Come on, mama bird. You really dropped the ball. Really dropped the nest on that one.
But, yeah, and I let that bird free. And there he goes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I got a big juicy leg of a mouse on my deck, and
The cat's doing his job.
Yeah, she.
You think the mouse is somewhere else, like Lieutenant Danning it or
something? Yeah, right.
Being like, man,
I got a metal leg. No, she definitely eats it. She goes outside and she kills animals and eats them. She doesn't fuck around, really. She's brought one mouse inside, and she's brought one bird inside. But she gave up on trying to teach us to hunt long ago. That's what they say the birds, or the cats are up to.
They're teaching you to...
Yeah, they're like, here's an injured bird. You go ahead you and kill it and eat it. So, you have any pets, Jay?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah? You got a bird.
I've got an amazing dog named Seymour Butts.
Oh, nice. I saw a car that had... Turd Ferguson, and the S-U-N was Datsun. It was an old Datsun truck.
Oh, cool.
Nice. Anyway, Seymour Butts, the dog.
Seymour Butts.
I didn't know Seymour's middle name.
Seymour. Sir Didymus Butts.
Okay.
Sir Didymus. What's that from? Is that... Ah, holy shit, yeah.
It does
look like... He looks just like that, yeah.
Yeah.
The one that rides the dog, or the horse dog?
No, he's the one that's like, should pass. Like the weird...
I should watch Labyrinth again.
It's
true thing.
I watched that when with Jackson when Daniel was the age of the baby that gets stolen away.
Oh no.
I put it on. Like, let's watch this movie, Jackson. And then immediately the baby gets stolen. And then he's like, I don't want to watch it anymore.
Yeah.
Ah! So I fast forward to the end. I was like, see, she gets the baby back. And then I turned it off. That's parenting.
It could happen to you someday.
Yeah.
Probably not, but I won't, could.
How about you keep your fucking mouth shut?
I won't wish that the Goblin King will take you away if you do your homework.
Yeah, no kidding. Ooh.
John, you got
That's good parenting.
You got a 49.
Yeah, Jay, we have a segment called 49 Great Questions.
Superfan Tanya wrote us in with 49 Great Questions.
Who is the most overrated person in history?
Ooh. Any Kardashian.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. Yes. A Kardashian.
A Kardashian. Good answer. Good answer. Let me see.
Don't you bring up Neil deGrasse Tyson again, John.
Oh, I fucking hate that guy.
No.
What?
He's smart. He's one of the people that'll save us.
He's so overrated.
Oh, fuck that. Fucking media whore.
Whoa. Shit.
Astronomer. Get a real fucking degree. Whoop-de-doo. There's stars up in the sky.
Director of natural scientists of the
He's just a glorified fucking telescope watcher. Who gives a shit? Back me up, Brett.
He's
gonna be one of the ones that comes on TV and convinces us that the asteroid is actually,
and they're not gonna believe him. They're gonna be like, yeah, right, fake news.
No, hold on.
And I'm gonna be like,
there's no Bruce Willis is gonna go up and stop any fucking asteroid. If it's gonna hit us, that's it. We're all dead.
I'd believe it if Neil deGrasse Tyson told us.
It means nothing, though. There's no,
I wouldn't believe us.
Actions we can take that will change it.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, but there's actions I can take to, like,
just start jerking off everywhere.
Make the impact a little softer.
Like some heroin.
I'm
going to
call up some people I know.
Okay, all right. If you want a heads up for your heroin, Neil deGrasse Tyson will fucking help you, I guess.
Yeah, so here's the thing.
If Trump said it, I wouldn't move.
Would you want to know a meteor was coming, or wouldn't you?
I guess I wouldn't go to work.
I want half a day's notice.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I want 6 to 8 hours.
The way...
Maximum.
If they're like, hey, in 6 years an asteroid's coming, I'd be like, cool, thanks for ruining the next fucking 6 years.
I don't want an amount of time that I would possibly get sleepy in. So I don't want like 48 hours.
Okay.
You'd want to stay up the whole time, but you get a little sleepy.
Oh, man. Then you sleep through it?
And then you sleep, and then you'd be like, I forgot to finish the rest of things. I was going to, like, venge the death of this.
Right, yeah. I had to find the six-fingered man before I die.
That bucket list. You were trying to knock all the as many things as you could off in 2 days?
Six to 8 hours is the perfect amount of time that you know that you have left to live.
Okay.
Could watch,
that's
my opinion.
I could watch the original... three Die Hard movies in that time.
Okay,
I'd sit down and watch Bruce Willis.
I could burn through Lord of the Rings, maybe. Not extended edition.
Non-extended cut.
Fast forward through a few parts.
Yeah.
Part's boring. No, they're just going to wander through. Just
fucking walking more. Come on.
I really don't.
I know it's New Zealand. It's just, I'm sure it's great.
Yeah, it's pretty. Okay, move on. People really get a little too excited about Nikola Tesla. They're like, oh man, he's a fucking unsung hero. It's like, yeah, the guy was a genius. He's also fucking out of his mind. I don't think he's like a hero that we should all admire.
Are driving around in a lot of his cars.
Elon Musk
by proxy.
John doesn't like scientists. Being a scientist.
No, I like real scientists. Yeah.
Stay down, Neil.
Yesterday, when we were drinking beers outside the shop, a Tesla pulled out of a parking space, and an exact Tesla
copy
of a different cup, the same exact car, different color, pulled in the same spot.
That's funny.
Do you think they communicate?
And they had no idea why we were just like,
another Tesla
in Multnomah Village. I couldn't believe it.
There's so many Teslas in Multnomah
Central.
Is that a fancy pants part of town?
It
sounds like
it. For some reason, everyone has Teslas. I don't know.
Intel guys, I guess.
What's the deal? They're really expensive cars, right?
It's
There's like a $30,000 version, right?
Yeah,
that's really expensive.
That's not crazy expensive.
It's old rich people in Multnomah Village, not like new rich people. It's not like the Pearl District.
Okay,
with like new money,
the young kids like Brett, who used to live in guest of the show. Rich guy, Richie Rich Brett.
He didn't live in the Pearl.
Didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess he did.
Yeah.
It's like old money where they're like, I guess I'll try one of these $80,000.
Yeah, well, he was one of these fucking Intel guys.
Yeah.
Had fucking fat stacks all day.
Went down working. Paying now rent. He's working for Elon.
He might be. Right in, Brett.
Right in the show, Brett.
Text me later.
I'm going to email Elon and see how I can get like a Tesla charging station and make money off
that shit. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, there you go.
Put it right in front of the shop and then, you know, they got to wait for, I don't know how long it
takes. They might as well buy a guitar.
How long does it take a car to charge up anyway? Like 20, 30 minutes?
It depends on the wattage. On like, do you have like a, what is it, 480?
I think I got a.
I think that building's pretty old.
What's your electrical service? Yeah,
I got an extension cord running from the.
Yeah, start about 12 hours then.
You make up a cardboard Tesla charging station as you run out with the extension cord and plug it.
Yes, sir. I plug it right in. So
full service.
You have a bicycle you're pedaling to charge.
Squeegee the window I'm at.
Wait a minute. Well, might as well buy a guitar while I'm here.
Yeah. If I was super wealthy, I would just be buying guitars all the time, you know, throwing them away.
They're worse things to spend money on. I mean,
you could go out to
dinner. This is going
to
sound like another plug and a shameless thing, but holy crap, you can buy a guitar. As long as you don't buy a brand new guitar from Guitar Center, you buy a 1990 or older guitar and you don't break it in half while you have it.
It will appreciate.
It'll be worth more money than what you bought it for.
Okay.
Guaranteed.
Just
there's not many other things that have that kind of
return on investment.
Sounds like a
this is the ROI on guitars is pretty high.
Yeah, I mean, go to Guitar Center. They're great too.
Do you like Guitar Center? Is this
my fiance works for Guitar Center.
Oh.
So. There's a lot of great people that work at Guitar Center. It's a corporate
Right.
You know, there maybe some guitars fall off the back of a truck, maybe end up down at Paradise Guitars over there in Multnomah Village.
Not even that. I wouldn't even want. I mean, I want.
You
want like, classic car guitars.
Yeah. I want things that are broken in that have some kind of feel to them. Everything at Guitar Center
is soulless.
Soulless. It's like the Tesla.
It's a commodity.
It's fucking plastic. It's fucking pumped out in, you know, one
mass
after
quantities.
The other.
Okay. So. Like,
with
so,
no attention to
Jay, theoretically, I'm a 38-year-old white man, and I go, oh, boy, I'm having a midlife crisis.
Play guitar.
I really want to get into playing guitar. Yeah. I'm just going to go to a Guitar Center, right? And be like, oh, $200, is that a good guitar? And then I go home and I play it for like 2 days. I go, ah, fuck, this is hard. And I put it away. Is that...
No, that's not going
to
be
that how it's
anything.
Supposed to... No?
Put okay. it in your closet?
Put it in my closet?
I mean, that's... A
keep
lot
it
of
for
what,
20 years, then my kid
a lot
finds
of what
it.
Happens. No, I mean, it's that guitar is going to be less than whatever you paid for it.
Okay. So I should come down
the
to
best
your
thing
shop.
Would be is you could buy something for me that's at least mid range, made in Mexico, Fender.
Okay. Is that bad?
It's middle tier stuff, but it's something that we've been able to like set up. Maybe it's got some scratches on it. Or a ding here and there.
Is that good? I'm looking for scratches. I want it run in. You know,
want something that's been
got
it's
character.
Been played a little bit.
And I'm in it for $500.
Oh, less than that. $300, $350.
Oh, so we're all better off.
And then you play it for 6 months, a year. Maybe you get into it. Maybe you don't. If you don't,
I don't.
You turn around. You turn around and you sell it for the same amount you paid for.
All right, now we're talking.
See, that's the difference. Is
so everyone
anything you buy off the new, like a new car, anything you buy off
what's
the wall,
that, drive that guitar out of the lot,
it loses half its value.
Yeah, it's
well, right. You just buy true. Like some cheap bullshit that everybody else has, and every kid, every
it,
high school student
has no
the
resale,
same fucking.
Resale
nobody
value.
Wants it. Okay, so you know, spend a couple hundred. Bucks extra, or not even a couple.
Get something nice. Get something that, and the main thing I tell
something
people is get
beautiful.
Something that speaks to you. I mean, we don't have every color of every guitar.
Mm-hmm.
If you walk in the shop and you see a guitar that you feel some sort of connection with, then that's probably the one
you should go with.
You should go with. You shouldn't pick out guitars like you do. Yeah, like you do. I don't know, t-shirts on a wall or something. Like,
okay.
Oh, well, I want
it goes with my shoes, though. This guitar does.
Yeah.
How do you feel about naming guitars? So should guitars have names, or is that kind of a pretentious
just
bullshit thing
just
to do?
Just BB King.
People do it. Yeah, I don't really have a
You don't have an opinion on it? He's like, this one's called Meredith. And you're like, oh, all right, cool.
I know several people like that. Yeah, I don't really.
Do you name your guitars?
Absolutely not.
Okay, all right. There's the answer we wanted.
Well, what I try to remember the name. I tried to write it on the paper whenever, so I gave it back to him. Like, Meredith did really good. She really cleaned up well.
She was kind of dirty. Shit? Oh, gross.
She was dirty under the saddles, and
I'm sorry.
But we were able to clean it up, and she's.
I'm sorry, you guys.
I lubed.
I lubed. Okay. Yeah, she's dirty, all right.
Lubed her up. She's ready for it.
Right. Yeah. So BB King can do it, and Lucille, Willie Nelson.
Yeah, you get to that upper echelon.
That's fine.
Yeah, name the shit out of your guitars.
Right.
Name
if you're just some
pretty.
Fucking jagoff in the suburbs.
Oh, people do that all the time. Right. This is my gal. All
right, you
this
creep.
It's gross. It makes me think that they like, yeah.
Jerk off on their guitars.
Yeah.
So how definitely. Much jizz are you scraping out of these guitars? Quite a bit or? Yeah.
It actually causes.
It's a lot. I like to think that it's Cheeto dust.
Right, yeah.
It's the fingerboard grime.
It's the white cheddar
because
Cheetos.
On the,
right.
I thought you had one hanging up down here.
You used to have a guitar around here, right? Oh, there's one in a case behind you. Or is that a bass?
I got a bass back there. A kid's bass.
Get that shit out
of
here.
Let's see the jerk off.
The grime on it.
This bass is from my brother when he was 13.
All right, we'll do an evaluation.
So it's going to be caked.
So get your jizz tester out.
I have a black light at home. I bought it thinking, oh man, I'm going to find all this crazy jizz all over my old house. I bought an old house. It's from 48. And I took the black light around. There's a disappointing amount of jizz in my house. Well,
you're like, wait, I jizzed there the other day.
Yeah, I did.
You're like, right, I jizzed there the other day.
I did some jizz tests, and it doesn't even show up like you think it would.
That's not bad.
Not bad? All right.
Most of the time, there's like just all kinds of grime on the fingerboard, and it's, you know, it's people's oils from their fingers. Yeah.
Human hands are gross.
But if you jerk off right before you play guitar,
there's...
even more oil.
Right.
I like to think that it's Cheeto dust, but...
who knows what it is.
Yeah. I'm not going to do the DNA test to find out what
right.
Well, John, you got anything? Or Jay? One other topic I had was Jay. Yeah. Jay, did we talk? He used to work at the Helium Comedy Club.
Oh, yeah.
Did that come up earlier?
I thought you had 80 or 46 more questions left.
No, we just do one a week.
Okay.
You want another one?
We could take another one because we really didn't answer that question.
I was scared. I thought it was going to be 48 just questions in a row.
In a row.
Have you ever talked to anyone named...
You'll be graded. Okay. What is something you cannot believe we've had to deal with in the year 2020?
Oh, fuck.
Basically the whole year.
That guy on Friday?
That crazy guy? No, crazy guys are timeless. They'll always be crazy guys.
Mm. The whole year?
I'm surprised Mount Hood hasn't erupted as a volcano.
Yet.
I thought that would happen. Yeah. Not yet.
That's on my bingo card.
Yet. Yeah, right. The fire was pretty wild. That was really surprising. But, I mean, we're in that zone of... you know, we're in that era now with climate change where we're going to see a lot of wildfires in the summers here up in Oregon where we didn't used to see them.
Are you telling me those things that they were talking about 20 years ago happening are going to start happening?
Sure, yeah.
Oh,
I mean, just everything with Trump's presidency has been just
every time
unreal. It just seems crazy. You know, he does impeachable bullshit all the time, completely amoral, reckless behavior, and we just don't bat an eye at it anymore.
We're all broken.
Yeah, we've really been broken down,
desensitized, and
yeah,
it wasn't video games like my mom said was.
No, it really was not video games. Turns out that was not the problem. Oh, speaking of things being the problem, there was this documentary called The Social Dilemma, which people are talking about a lot on Netflix.
That. It's really good.
And I tried watching it. I kind of skipped through it.
We saw it there, and I was like, but I want to keep being on the internet, social media. I don't want to watch this.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jay, but I'll run you through it. It's not good for you.
Oh, shit.
Google and Facebook are making money on you by
absolutely.
Tracking you and selling your information.
Yeah.
And it's unhealthy for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it manipulates people's political views.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And being in the capitalistic society that we are, in their...
Yeah.
They're spending
a lot of money to make us addicted to Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok.
One of the biggest takeaways
I've Hey, TikTok is, too?
It's awesome is if you're not paying for a service.
Well, right. And that's an old adage, right? If you're not paying for it, you're the product.
Yeah.
And that's been around for 30 years.
I knew they were making money off of us. I just didn't know how into that depth that, you know, we've all had that weird feeling of like, I just talked about this and then it popped up on my Facebook feed.
Sure.
And my fiance is TikTok's, one of the worst about like, I'm like, are you buying, did you buy that from a Facebook ad?
No.
Yeah, but I wanted it anyway. Well, yeah, well, that's how they got you.
That's how they make money.
Super it's troubling.
My takeaway from watching that is, didn't everybody already know this?
I thought we
did. Was this news to anyone? It's not news to me. I know it's unhealthy. I know people get addicted to it. I know people compete with other people online and it's all false and postured and, you know, structured in a way to make you feel bad and you have to like engage more with the, and they want to sell you ads and, you know, they want more of your attention. That's what our economy has become. And I don't know. None of that was news to me.
I didn't think it was that. I had no idea it was that in depth.
Okay. That insidious.
It was. Yeah. Yeah. Of course they know that I like
guitars.
Yeah.
Right.
That I Google
horse football. Porn constantly. Just trying to find some good stuff.
Yeah. Do it incognito.
Right. Yeah.
So it doesn't apply.
Apparently that doesn't do anything, right? They still know. Huh? Incognito mode?
Don't tell me this.
What?
I have an extra computer that I use that for those sorts of things.
She's buried
Windows 98.
Yeah, right.
Offline.
Yeah.
On AOL.
I just plug it in once a week.
Get AOL. I got a stack of AOL
hours.
CDs.
CDs that I pop in there. Get it. 59 minutes at a time.
It's still hopping over there.
Yeah, on my dial-up. Let's see.
All right.
It is scary.
Nah, none of my shit's interesting. Family stuff.
All right, Jay.
Thanks for coming on, Jay.
Oh, let's hang out for a little bit longer.
I'll hang out you guys, even if it wasn't...
Recorded?
Recorded to... Google.
You're going down, Guitar Dan.
Guitar Dan's going down.
Guitar Dan, if you're listening right now,
right in, you piece of shit.
If you
come in and defend yourself.
Next time, I'm just gonna punch you right in the face.
Oh fuck!
Everyone knows Guitar Dan in the village too.
Oh yeah, yeah. So the guy that plays that brings that guitar around all the time.
He's pretty cool.
He's just a piece of shit. He's just a trust fund. He's a trust fund adult.
He probably went to Lincoln.
He's like 50 years old.
Have we solved this? This crime.
That was Dan.
It was Dan. All right.
Are people always staring at him?
Dan. I think he's 86 from Fat City.
Okay.
All right. Well, we can chat about Multnomah Village offline.
Also, if you want to go get a shirt or a coffee mug with my face on it.
Brooks.
You head, and it says, "Oh, Brooks" under there. You head on over to... I think it's
JoePank.com.
JoePank.threadless.com.
That's right.
Did they make a G-string? Is that like a metal
I think
one?
You can get anything you want
all right.
printed, and they'll send it to you. I think Threadless takes care of all that.
JoePank. JoePank.threadless.com. And you can get this shirt. And Superfan Joe will get a cut, hopefully.
Get some sweet, sweet cash. Because
I've been throwing a lot of money his way.
Oh, yeah. Just down.
I love anything. Look at this mug.
That's great.
All right. Yeah. Everyone on the podcast, look at this fucking mug.
This is for the YouTube channel.
Well, end like this goddamn fucking podcast.
I won't end it. God damn it.
All right. Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Jay.